will now convene the special setting of the special magistrate proceedings for August 23, 2011. Those representatives for the city of Daytona Beach will be testifying this morning's proceedings. Please step forward and be sworn.
You solemnly swear affirming the testimony about the rise, the truth, and the whole truth, and nothing
but
the
truth? I
do. All right, the case, first case and only case is William Helfrich Vitor.
Good morning. My name is James Lewis. I'm an attorney, 200 Southeast 6th Street, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33301. I'll be making an appearance on behalf of Mr. Bittorf this morning, who does business under the name of WHB of Daytona, Inc., also known as Club Topic.
Okay. Do you have other respondents or witnesses who will be testifying this morning?
We do.
All right. If you have them step forward to be sworn, there's no need for you to be sworn.
Can I just have you walk up to the microphone, please?
My name is William H. Bittorf.
Yes.
My name is William Helfrich Bittorf.
Can you both raise your right hand? Oh, you said?
Yes. Okay. Mate, if you call. Michael A. Solario.
Did you spell your last name?
Raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear affirm the testimony about the rise, the truth, and the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry,
Mr. Lewis?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you agree this violation existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes, Judge.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry. What was your question?
Well, let's back up.
You ran it kind of quick for me then.
I'm asking you if you agree this violation existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation.
No.
In other words, are you stipulating that there is a violation and it did in fact occur?
No, sir. We are not stipulating that there is a violation.
I didn't think that.
I thought you said something about stipulating that it occurred in the city of Daytona, something like that.
All right. So that having been said, the respondent is contesting the violation, so then we will hear from the city first. So if you gentlemen will have a seat, the city's going to go ahead and put on your presentation. Mr. Lewis, since this is a contested matter, you'll have an opportunity to cross-examine each of these persons once they've completed their presentation, and then you'll have an opportunity to put on your own presentation.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Yes, we're here for the violation of failure to remove the Games of Skills and the signage advertising the Games of Skills.
For our record, if you would, please, I know who you are, but if you would identify yourself for everyone here.
Barbara Collins, City of Daytona, Code Enforcement.
And while we're at it, are you going to testify?
Yes, I am.
If you would just identify yourself.
Colleen Miles, Zoning Officer, City of Daytona Beach.
All right, go ahead, Ms. Collins.
The signage that says sweepstakes has been removed, but the signage is still non-conforming. It still says Internet Cafe. It's still advertising. At this point, I'm going to turn it over to Colleen Miles.
The signage is where?
Out front.
Out front.
Where Club Topics.
400 East.
Right. East ISB.
Where is
Club Topics.
East ISB?
That's Club Topics, sir, formerly the old PJs.
Say that again?
Club Topic, formerly the old PJs, about, okay. You know what I mean.
Right.
Okay. All right. So we have a building sign, a pole sign.
A pole sign.
Pole sign out front that says Internet
Club Topic, and that says Internet Cafe.
Okay.
Which actually is non-conforming use. So yeah. It's advertising a non-conforming use.
Non-conforming use being an
Internet
Cafe.
Games of Skills.
This is where I'm going to step in, sir.
All right, okay.
Information for you. And you.
Can I just reserve my right to cross-examine her, I guess?
Yes, sir.
And you. And you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't know how many people I was having. If you'll turn to the very last page, we can discuss the sign real quick. The portion of the sign that says Internet Cafe was erected without a permit. Even if it had a permit, it couldn't have been issued because it's advertising a business that is not legally established in that location. I'm talking to this one. I like this one better.
So the complaint is twofold, failure to obtain a permit and non-conforming use?
Correct. If you look at the cover page that I've provided you all, currently in our land development code, there is no provision or use classification for an Internet Cafe or sweepstakes establishment. However, Article 1, Section 4.3b provides that if the use is not specifically provided for in the LDC, it shall be treated in the same manner as the most similar use which is provided for. The most similar use that we can liken it to is similar to an arcade, where you have games, whether they be of skill or just of habit, they're games. You'll notice in the city of Daytona Beach there are no longer standalone games of skill establishments. The city determined back in the probably late 70s, early 80s, that this was not conducive to their quality of life environment. Games of skill are heavily regulated in the city. Specifically, the zoning for club topic is BR2, and in the BR district, they are permitted ancillary to a permitted use. They could be ancillary to hotels or apartments, restaurants, cocktail lounges, clubs and lodges, motion picture theaters, or retail establishments. However, no outside advertising is permitted, and it has to be ancillary to a permitted use. Club Topic is a grandfathered non-conforming alcoholic beverage establishment. It cannot be reestablished today in that location based on our current regulations. Therefore, had they applied to have ancillary games of skill, they would have been denied because they're not a permitted use in the district. The third page of your attachment.
I'm only lagging behind that by about 20 minutes.
Tell me when you want me to stop and I'll go back.
Okay, let's back up.
Okay.
Humor me. What is an internet cafe for people such as myself who are computer dumb?
Generally, historically, throughout the world, an internet cafe is someplace you'll go and log on, maybe get a cup of coffee, check your email, check your stocks, etc. Recently, throughout the United States, it's taken on a different aspect, which are games that you purchase internet time based on like a credit card type application, and then you play games that pay out.
Okay. And so what is the function that's being conducted at this internet cafe?
This business is totally operating as an internet cafe. You walk into the establishment.
Totally operating as an internet cafe, as in one in which people go in there to access computers, to access information, et cetera, or internet cafe, as in it's just a conduit to get to these games.
Correct.
Which basically it sounds like some hybrid of gambling.
Correct.
One form or another.
You walk in the front door. I was unable to get pictures.
So it's the latter that you're contending.
Yes, sir.
Occurring on the premises.
Yes, sir. I was there Friday. You walk in the front door. I was not able to get pictures because it's a blacked out environment. It's extremely black inside. Each terminal is black. Each area you sit in is black. There's more than 50 machines in there, and each one has a credit card swiper.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
You will see on this business tax receipt application that they had originally come in and applied as an internet cafe. I was called out to the front counter. The cafe was denied, and the license was issued as public internet use. The previous version of an internet cafe, you could go in, you can write to your mom, you can update your resume. That is not how it is operating.
You're analogizing this internet cafe, its hybrid gambling activity, which I assume would constitute games of chance, to games of skill.
That's the closest we can liken it to in our code, yes, sir. It's an arcade establishment.
Why wouldn't you liken it to other operations that involve games of chance?
I don't understand. Such as what?
Bingo parlors.
Those are regulated by our code. They're only permitted in certain districts to operate on certain days.
Okay. Would they be a more similar use than the games of skill?
No, this is more video-based, and it's perhaps chance. They're arcade games, and arcade games are heavily regulated by our code. Extremely limited. As you can see by the second sheet, I mean, even if you had a restaurant of 150 seats, the maximum you're going to have, you could have 300 seats, you'd get 10 games. In a motion picture theater, one game per 100 seats, not open to the general public. No advertising is permitted. I mean, they're heavily regulated in our city.
We're talking games of skill again.
Correct.
Permit application. Mm-hmm. They should have described the business as what?
If it was going to be for public internet use, that's what it would be. They were licensed as a business service.
Well, it says public internet use, but you're telling me that's not what it's actually being used for.
Correct.
So what should it have been described as or called?
If they were trying for the internet cafe, then it would be more like an arcade.
So
whether it requires skill or not.
So, based on your interpretation, they should have inserted arcade as opposed to public internet use.
And their application would have been denied.
And it would have been denied because
they're a non-conforming use, and they more than exceed the number of games that would have been allowable had they been a permitted use.
Because at best, they're an ancillary use.
Although this seems to be the predominant use, as I found in my inspection on Friday.
And if one wanted to open a business such as you described, where in Daytona Beach are they allowed to do that?
They would have to go through a plan development rezoning. There's no provision to be a standalone use, such as an arcade, unless you're on the boardwalk. Arcade games are permitted use on the boardwalk in the RDD4.
Is this an illegal operation of any sort?
Correct.
Zoning aside?
I can't interpret that, sorry. Oh, I can only tell you zoning.
If it's a legitimate operation, where in Daytona Beach would they be permitted to operate?
The RDD4.
Where?
RDD4, which is the boardwalk zoning, which is where we allow games of skill. Arcade games are permitted.
Back to likening it to games of skill.
I have no other use to make it similar to.
So what you're telling me is there is no other area in the city of Daytona Beach in which this operation would constitute a permitted use?
Unless you're on the boardwalk.
Unless you're on the boardwalk and you assume you're a game of skill.
And you apply for this license as arcade games or games of skill, you would get an business tax receipt.
Okay, anything else?
No, sir.
I have something to discuss before you move to our cross-examination. I think it's probably useful for colleagues to just establish their credentials for making these determinations. So, your name?
My name is Colleen Miles.
And you work for the city of Daytona Beach?
I do.
As what? The zoning officer?
The zoning officer.
How long have you been in the zoning officer?
10 years next month.
Okay, and as the zoning officer, what do you do?
Interpret the land development regulations.
And for the 10 years you've been interpreting the land development regulations?
Applying them to the various commercial and residential uses within our city limits, yes.
Okay, and over that 10-year period, has the city relied upon those determinations that you've made?
Correct.
Okay, and made adjustments to the codes? Based on determinations made?
Correct.
And you've and applied the code in the manner which you made those conditions?
Yes, sir.
Well, in your experience, is this the first internet cafe you've dealt with?
No, sir.
And when I'm talking about internet cafe, I'm talking about the type of internet cafe they are allegedly running.
I understand, and no, sir, it's not. We have several others within the city that are operating illegally based on our land development regulations.
Okay. So there are none that have been approved or have otherwise qualified as either a permitted or ancillary use anywhere?
Anywhere that are operating as internet cafes, correct. Yes, you are correct.
You keep using the term internet cafe, but then you tell me they call themselves an internet cafe, but they're really not an internet cafe. There's something different. What do you want to call them or label them so you and I can speak the same?
How about a gaming facility? How would that be?
All right. Have you encountered similar gaming facilities in the past, in your capacity as a zoning officer for the city of Daytona Beach?
Yes, sir.
All right. And have any of them been allowed to continue or operate as either a permitted or ancillary use?
No, sir.
And the reasons being?
There is no provision for a standalone gaming use such as this within our city, other than the RDD4 or through a plan development.
Okay. And in the past, you have typically analogized them to games of skill as being the most comparable, similar use you can think of.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, anything else?
Not for me.
Okay. All right, Mr. Lewis.
Sorry, can I use this lectern right here?
Did you want me to?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to ask you some questions, if that's
sure.
All right. Ms. Miles, were you involved in the initial application process at this location for an internet cafe?
The application, yes.
Okay. Yeah, you had some contact with William H. Bittorf?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
Here. And did that include site visits to the location?
Just Friday was the first time I've been there.
First time you've ever been there?
Correct.
Okay. Originally, the application was for internet use for public, and then actually there even appears to be an internet cafe, and then cafe is scratched out on the application. Do you see what I'm talking about?
Correct.
Okay. And this application was approved, was it not?
Mm-hmm.
Back in January of 2009?
Mm-hmm.
And there was actually a minimum number of machines that were required to be there.
Maximum number.
A maximum, not a minimum. Never a minimum number.
Right, and it wasn't based on that use. Mr. Bittorfer, am I allowed to keep going?
Yes.
Mr. Bittorfer and I spoke at the front counter. He applied for Internet Cafe. I explained why that would not be possible. It would have to be a business service, Internet service, as I previously described.
For public use, for people to come in and to buy internet time and...
No, for people to come in and use the computer for resumes and like fax or like a Kinko's.
Okay. Well, you would assume that they would be paying for that service, though, wouldn't you?
Like a Kinko's, correct.
But whatever time or minutes that they buy...
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. But you're aware that, I mean, that you didn't expect that they'd just be given away... Have people come there to use the internet service for free and not pay? That's
no,
not what you were expecting.
It was supposed to be a business service like a Kinko's.
Right, which they would pay for time. Have you had any special training in terms of game promotion in Florida, specifically under Florida Statute 894.094?
Not based on statute, no.
Okay. And are you familiar with that statute that allows for game promotion for businesses in the state of Florida?
Is this like the McDonald's thing?
Right.
I'm familiar with that.
Like McDonald's, who offer game pieces in order to promote the sale of their hamburgers, or Pepsi, or some of these Coke products where you take the lid off,
mm-hmm,
and you just win something.
Mm-hmm.
Like you buy a Coke and you win $50 because it says under the cap that you're a winner.
Mm-hmm.
You're familiar with that? And that's, you would agree with me, purely a game of chance. I mean, that's a random, you pick the right Coke and you win the money.
Correct.
And you're aware that, again, that's authorized under Florida Statute 894.094.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had any experience outside of Daytona in other jurisdictions with Internet cafes and their operation or game promotion?
No.
Were you aware in Duval County, for instance, that the industry is actually regulated by the city?
I knew that.
And there are other places where there are disputes as to whether or not it constitutes gambling or game promotion. You're aware that there are other lawsuits pending throughout the state.
Yes, sir.
But at least in some jurisdictions, it's actually regulated and taxed by the city.
Mm-hmm.
Daytona Beach has chosen not to go that route up to this point, correct?
Correct.
Now, originally, you saw this, a violation was filed in this case, that this was a game of skill, correct? What did you base that the operation, what was going on in that business, was a game of skill? Did you ever play the games or participate?
No, we have had city staff play various games, not at this location.
Okay, so you're not familiar with the games in this location?
I was there Friday.
Okay, did you play any of the games?
No, sir, I did not.
Have you seen any game reports or laboratory reports having to do with the Hess Technologies equipment that's on site?
I think you may have sent us something on that.
Right, a report from Nick Farley.
Correct.
Do you remember, did you have an opportunity to look at that and
mm-hmm.
to review that?
Mm-hmm.
And would you agree that Mr. Farley, who's someone who's used nationally and throughout the state, and certifying what is and what is not a gambling device, that he certified that, in fact, that these are not gambling devices, these are not slot machines, these are simply video screens that reveal when people have won something on a sweepstakes. Is that a fair analogy of what you read from this game lab report?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was it upon that then you basically determined to change the violation from a game of skill to a non, for sure. You amended the notice of violation, saying that the this was a non-conforming use, not that it was not a game of skill.
I don't provide notice of violations. I interpret the land development regulations, so I did not cite the property.
Okay. This.
No, I understand what it is you're saying.
Amended notice of violation that has your signature on it.
No, that would be Barbara Collins.
Oh, okay.
It's quite all right.
I'm confused. All right.
I know. It's Colleen and Collins. It gets a little confusing.
All right. But there was, again, there was an initial notice of violation indicating that they were in violation because they had games of skill on the location.
Yes.
Where that, you're not maintaining that position now that
the closest definition I have in my land development regulations currently is games of skill, a place that operates as an arcade.
Okay. So if basically what you're saying is that there's no, even though the city granted internet use for the public in its license, that there's no specific category for internet cafes or internet use for the public in the code anywhere.
Yes, there is. Internet use is a business service. As I've said previously, it's similar to a Kinko's.
Okay.
Where you'd go in and do your resume. You can go in and use the internet.
Okay. Which is what people can do in this particular location, right? How many times have you been to this location?
Once.
And how many people were in the business?
Three.
Okay. And who were they?
Will, a gentleman on a computer, and a woman you introduced me to her. I don't know her name.
Okay. So one person was actually operating the games? How long were you there for?
Half an hour, 45 minutes.
Okay. And did you actually play the game?
I did not play the game, sir.
Okay. Did you note whether or not she actually accessed the internet? Were you there when she began? I'll put it that way.
Was the gentleman was at the machine. The woman appeared to be a manager or something.
Okay.
Met me, asked me if I would shut off my phone because I'll jam the games, and asked if I wanted to buy internet time.
Okay.
I explained at that time I did not. I was just conducting an inspection, took a picture of the sign, was going to take pictures inside.
Okay. But you really didn't try the internet service or expose yourself to the game promotion that was available?
No, sir, I did not.
Okay. So really, you don't know how the system works. Is that a fair statement?
Actually, it was explained to me, and it's provided for on the internet, on their homepage.
Okay. And how was it explained to you how the business works?
You run the card in the machine, and then, depending on the outcome, you win a prize.
Okay. You buy internet time. for use, correct? Mm-hmm. And then when you buy the internet time, you're given a promotional card that allows you to access to see if you've won something on the sweepstakes, correct? Okay. And do you contest that that practice violates Florida law or Florida statute in any way?
Don't do Florida law, I'm sorry. I can only interpret our land development regulation.
Okay, but you've referred to this as a gaming establishment, as a gaming parlor.
When I say gaming, I'm not talking about gambling. Gambling is illegal in Florida. I'm talking about if you walk into an arcade. There was arcades the whole time I grew up in this town. They're no longer there.
Okay.
Standalone establishments that allow for playing of games is not a permitted use in the city unless you're in the RDD4 or a planned development.
Okay. Where does it say in the city that you cannot use game promotion as a way of promoting either goods or services?
We don't regulate that.
Just a second. Are you aware in any other type of mercantile locations where they electronically reveal information?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's pretty common in businesses' practices, correct?
I wouldn't say common, but
okay.
We regulate that as well.
What do you refer to that as?
That would be a game of skill. Say you're a restaurant, you have 150 seats, you're at Outback, and they got the little game sitting on the end of the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And you put money in and you hit the button and it brings out something and you can accrue points or whatever. That is a game of skill, and we license them based on their number of seats, and they're billed for that on their business tax receipt annually. Those are counted by numbers. We can only regulate use of land.
Okay, but again, you don't really have these other internet cafes that are in existence in the city.
Mm-hmm.
How many other are in existence?
I think perhaps 8.
Okay. Have any of those received a notice of violations?
I don't do code enforcement. They came in under false auspices, were issued a license erroneously, and they're operating illegally within our city.
Okay. And there are no enforcement actions on?
I don't do code enforcement.
Ongoing? Okay. But I mean, you haven't, none have come across your desk, have they?
Relative to code enforcement? No, sir.
How did this one come across your desk?
They established it without not even being erroneously established. He wouldn't have gotten games of skills. The property location would not, based on our current regulations, because the property is not a conforming use.
Okay, but again, you're referring to these as a game of skill because you think it's the closest thing in your zoning code.
I believe that is correct currently in our code, yes.
And that's a determination that you made. That no one else in the city has made. That's a determination that you
made. That has been upheld by everybody over me, other than the planning board, which you're welcome to appeal my interpretation to them if you'd like.
Okay. That's all the questions I have.
Why don't you describe for me the service or operation that's conducted there?
Could I do that through testimony, Judge? Or would
absolutely.
Or if you like, but if you want, I mean, I'll give you an opening if you want.
No, I'm just trying to. I'm trying to find if we have a common ground regarding some underlying facts here. What is the worst case scenario that you expect, that you either observed or you think is occurring? What has happened?
The business has historically been licensed, and the only classification, and this is another strange classification thing we have in our business tax receipt classifications, as a restaurant, because we don't license a bar as a bar. That property has always been a bar, historically. It has been grandfathered in as a bar.
What has that got to do with anything right now?
I'm getting there. Had they come in as a bar and said that they wanted to put in various games of skill or something similar, they would have been denied because they're not a conforming use. I went in on Friday to inspect based on the exterior signage and to view the primary business operation. The primary business operation is the closest thing I can liken it to. It was an arcade or game of skill.
I've heard that. Let's back up. What are the permitted uses in this particular zone?
Extreme. Tremendous. BR2 allows almost retail, restaurant,
a lot of uses.
Allow a bar.
No, sir. Through a special use provision, you could. However, that does not meet the special use requirements found in Article 17. For distance separation, et cetera.
You keep likening internet cafes to a Kinko's or something like that. So would a service or establishment such as a Kinko's be permitted?
Correct, because that would be a business service. Yes, sir. So you'd go in and get copying done and faxing and your resume and go online and...
Okay, and the people that are using these computers, what are they using them for?
From the reports on the internet and from the previous code officer, they're using them to buy internet time to play sweepstakes.
Is that the only thing they're using them for?
I have no idea.
Can I, in light of your questioning, as well as a follow up from cross examination, ask a couple of questions?
When you went in the business, did you make any observations as to, are these standalone computers?
Or yes, sir. Individual terminal.
The individual terminals, are they individual servers, do you know, or are they on a single server?
It appears it's the single server to a main line. You can see the...
Did you see equipment such as printers? And
no, sir.
And paper? Did you see sale of paper?
No, sir.
Sale of copies?
No, sir.
Did you see a copy?
Nope.
Did you see anything that you associate with business services? I've described a copier, a printer, fax machines for sale.
No, sir.
Did you see a separation of monitors in such a way that they can be purchased and taken out or utilized?
No, they're individual pods, which each independent computer terminal and a credit card slider.
Just in light of a prior question, you were asked about your determination of Internet Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
That's a determination that was made, and that's been has that been expressed as a method in which the city has been enforcing and acknowledging Internet Cafes.
Correct.
And this interpretation that the closest use would be a game of skill. Is that something that's been expressed throughout the city and it's been a regular practice in terms of the city's application of the code?
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to hand you what is a memo that I think you've prepared. What is that?
In March of 2009, this is a memo to the permit and licensing staff where they come in, the public will come in and apply for a business tax receipt for use of land, that states that because we do not have a definition or provide a use classification for an internet cafe or the type of operation that is currently being considered an internet cafe, the closest thing we have is games of skill within our code, and therefore they're regulated as ancillary to a permitted use.
Okay. And I'll just present this for the record to
Judge, I have a copy of it, Judge, and I'd just like to take notice that this is approximately 2 months or 7 weeks after the business tax permit was given in this particular case for internet use for the public. This opinion.
And just one more question based on one more serious question based on the questions from Mr. Lewis. You had indicated that you don't regulate what's sold or promoted?
Correct.
Okay. Don't you have zoning based on services that are provided in certain circumstances?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so in that regard, you do regulate the services that are being provided?
Correct. Yes. Okay.
And in this situation, the service that you thought that you were regulating in zoning was a business internet service that's described to Mr. McKelcher?
Yes, sir. A business service, yes.
Okay. Not an arcade?
Correct.
Okay. You keep using the term arcade. Is that in our definition?
Games of skill are defined in Article 2. The definition I had provided y'all is here. It's considered an amusement device which requires some measure of skill to operate, and a score or level of achievement is indicated upon the conclusion. Such games include video games, target games, pool tables, and pinball machines.
Which would be the common definition or perception of an arcade?
Correct.
Okay. Nothing else.
In light of those questions, may I ask another question?
Sure.
Okay. Do you concur that this opinion that you gave, having to do with that, was about 7 weeks after the license had been issued to WHB of Daytona, Inc.?
The one in writing that you're holding, yes, but the interpretation was made much previous to that.
To who?
The rest of the city, based on the internet cafes that came in erroneously.
Okay, how would that have been in some written form, or how was that just something that y'all communicated around the city hall?
Well, what happened is they applied at this internet cafes, were licensed as a business service, and when their fire inspection took place, it was found that they weren't operating as such.
Okay, and those businesses are still in operation today in the city?
Correct, they are.
All of them?
Correct, they are.
And in this application, you were told in that this was going to be for internet use for the public, right?
Didn't occur quite like that, sir.
Well,
I spoke with Will at the front counter. He came in and applied for an internet cafe. Before the license was issued, before I signed off on it, we discussed the fact that games of skill, which is the closest thing I can liken them to in our current land development regulations, would not be permitted at that establishment.
Okay, and if these are not games of skill, which you've got a lab report from a certified person that they're not games of skill.
I do not have anything more similar to liken it to in my land development regulations.
So it's an internet cafe that provides internet use to the public, which is likened
as a game of skill based on our current interpretations of the code.
Okay, I guess we can go around and around with that. But, Judge, I don't have any further questions of Ms. Miles at this time. Thank you. Can I call Michael Solario? I'm going to ask questions just like a. May I begin?
Yes, sir.
All right. Sir, state your name for the record.
Michael A. Solario.
And tell us a little bit about your educational background.
My education, I have a 4-year degree in criminal justice, and I have a master's degree in public administration.
And where did you obtain those?
The 4-year degree was at St. Leo College, and that's in St. Leo, Florida. Troy State is where I ascertained my master's degree, and that's in Alabama.
And can you tell me about your work experience, your employment?
In the early 80s, I worked for the Sheriff's Office, started off with the County Sheriff's Office, then progressed to Tampa Fire Department, did arson investigations for a number of years, white-collar crime, was promoted Chief Investigator, was appointed the Fire Marshal of the City of Tampa in 1983. In 1996, I was Chief of Fire Investigations for the state of Florida. In 1999, I went to the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services as the Policy Director. Then served as a year and a half as Legislative Affairs Director, and the last 10 years as Deputy Commissioner of Consumer Protection.
As part of your employment as Deputy Commissioner of Consumer Protection in the Department of Agriculture, was it your responsibility to regulate game promotion, so-called sweepstakes, in the state of Florida?
Yes, that came to the department in 2000 from the Department of State.
And when did you retire from the Department of Agriculture?
January 2nd or 3rd of 2000, this year.
And currently, what business are you involved in?
I do governmental consulting. I work for Hess Technologies, and I'm directly, that's my only client.
Hess Technologies is the software provider for the game promotion that was present at this location on 4000 East. 400 East International Speedway, Daytona Beach, Florida?
To my knowledge, it's the only software that's used at that location, yes.
Okay. And are you intimately familiar, well, first of all, were you familiar when you worked for the Department of Agriculture of the ins and outs and the workings of game promotion and so-called sweepstakes?
Yes, I got an education because we had traditional sweepstakes that were generally paper-driven. And then in 2005, we had the inception of what could be alluded to as internet cafes, or what they would have as traditional sweepstakes, as you would see in a location as described by Ms. Miles.
Okay. And is this activity regulated by Florida Statute 894.094?
Yes, it is.
And you're intimately familiar with the legal requirements of that statute?
Yes, I am.
Have you also been exposed to game reports having to do with experts in the industry? First of all, do you know who Nick Farley is?
Yes, I do.
Who is Nick Farley, and what can you tell us about Nick Farley in terms of his how he's known in the community in terms of his experience and his expertise and whether or not he's accepted as an expert in the field?
Most entities, as related to sweepstakes, 1849 is the gambling statute.
Mr. McKelton, I know we're not very formal here, but I just want to object to having someone testify to bolster a witness or what he intends to introduce as evidence.
Back up. What's this objection?
Bolstering a witness or bolstering a report on the credibility of that witness or the report. Mr. Farley is not here. I don't know. Well, he testified of who or what the qualifications of Mr. Farley is or Farley.
Mr. Farley generated a report?
He did.
Mr. Farley's report was provided by the city as part of your response to this notice of violation?
I provided it to the city.
Go ahead.
In the state of Florida, 849 is a gambling statute. If you are not in compliance with 849.094, in fact, you would be gambling. There was, when we had a number of companies come into the state and the inception of the dynamics of what we've seen as it relates to the descriptions used in internet cafes, they looked to provide for legal documentation because of visual similarities, things that could be looked at as an unlawful activity, was documentation from something that would be recognized. DBPR regulates pari-mutuel wagering. They also regulate gaming in the state. And in certain counties, they have slot machines and other activities that are regulated by the state. One of the companies that are used to determine whether or not they're in compliance, such as a slot machine in certain areas, is a company by the name of Eclipse, which Mr. Farley does the testing. So, in fact, he tests whether or not, and he is recognized by the state as a vendor who has an independent third-party testing laboratory, whether or not something is legal for this department as it relates to are they appropriately gaming. So, in fact, what he does for many of the software providers is he testifies to the fact that they're not using software that would be in violation of the gambling statute, which is a certification report that we provide for our software.
Does Nick Farley have a national reputation, and are his reports routinely accepted in the field as accurate in terms of what is and what is not a valid sweepstakes operation?
Yes, he is, to my knowledge.
Okay. And showing you what I previously provided to the city, asked the magistrate to consider, is this the report? Our copy of the report dated January 29, 2008, reference tech technologies, the same software that's used in this particular case?
Yes, sir.
And is the software changed in here?
The software that's being currently used is covered by that report.
Who is seeking to use this as a consideration?
Mr. McKelton, I just, again, for the record, want to object to it as to relevance, as to hearsay, as to lacking a proper foundation.
You're talking about this report that she said?
Yes, I am.
This report's directed to Kevin Morse and Davis North. Who is that?
They're lawyers in North Carolina that asked for a report as to whether or not Hess Technologies was in compliance, whether or not it was a finite pool, and whether it qualified as a sweepstakes. I'm going to bring out some more testimony.
Okay. Well, I don't know that the rules of evidence necessarily apply here, but I would like you to kind of tie in why this report to these gentlemen is pertinent to this proceeding today.
I can do that from Mr. Slary. Okay.
The report's pertinent because what it does is that you have an independent testing, a laboratory testing, and in this case it was addressed to North Carolina because the state of North Carolina at the time was challenging the software, in which they lost. But in this case, the software and the evidence in the report is similar. So the facts in the report, regardless of who it's addressed to, would still represent the software that's being used at their location. And that's...
If I can go and explain the whole how this works, I think your Honor had indicated you wanted to know how this works, so that's what I'm trying to bring out. Okay, how does this business work from the point that somebody comes in? What it is that they're purchasing? If you can just give us a brief overview about how this system works.
Yeah, and if you would please, I'm not interested generically. I'm talking about their business.
And I wouldn't speak on behalf of the industry. I would only speak on behalf of Pest Software as it relates to the industry. We've talked about the sweepstakes statute, which is 849.094, game operating in conjunction with sale of consumer product or service with the element of chance.
Back up and say that again.
All right.
Game operated.
A game operated in conjunction with the sale of a consumer product or service with elements of chance and prize or present, but not consideration.
And in conjunction with, what is the business the game is used in conjunction with?
Sir, in a short cut, I'll just make it simple. When you come in, you purchase internet time, the same as you would at Kinko's, Data Target. It's 20 cents per minute. I saw a bus stop the other day, premium data was selling for 35 cents a minute. The airport, premium data was selling for 35 cents a minute. Some hotels sold for 35 or 40 cents per minute. They sell internet. Sweepstakes, and by law, always have to be free. With the Hess Technologies, at the point of sale, when you make that internet purchase, if you've won a prize, it's already predetermined. If you want to look at the display that may incrementally reveal what you may have won, or you choose not to, is your prerogative. But that internet time is yours. You can go on, do resumes, Facebook, or whatever you would like. Can't use it for anything but the consumer product. When the consumer, what he doesn't use, he walks away with. When he comes back, it's still available. If you choose to buy more, that's fine. At the point of sale, everything is done. Anything after that is nothing more than a visual illusion or entertainment. So if I had an internet business, what I choose to do with my internet time, if I buy that, is my prerogative. So if they want to look at the sweepstakes and slow reveal, that's the prerogative of the customer. But they have customers that don't. They go on for Facebook and other activities. They may or may not win a prize. The sweepstakes has it's a single finite pool, and it cannot be altered. And after the point of sale, there's nothing that can be said or done, no matter what button you push. That's why there is no skill involved. There is no skill involved. There is no chance. Everything's done at the point of sale. Everything else is a visual facade.
When you say there is no chance, I mean, these sweepstakes and whether you win or lose, I assume, are totally random.
It is at the point, yes, sir. It is. The same as it would be in any electronic reveal. But it's all done at the point of sale as it relates to customers.
You're telling me at the point of sale, we've got a customer who's bought internet time.
Yes, sir.
What he chooses to do with it is his business. What he chooses to do with it is his business.
Right.
Ancillary to that service,
yes,
that we're providing, there are these sweepstakes.
Yes.
As I heard the analogy earlier, it may be no different than getting a free hamburger at McDonald's if I just happen to get a winning coupon.
Every Fortune 500 company uses some form of sweepstakes and electronic reveals. I didn't really notice this since I started regulating, but when you pull up your screen, you'll sit there and they'll pop up. You look at the bottom of your receipt, go online, Walgreens, see if you won a 5,000. They're electronic reveals. It's just this
now
was a savage way.
Now, the contention in this instance is the traditional internet use is not primary, and the sweepstakes ancillary. The city's effectively saying the sweepstakes are primary, and any other internet use is ancillary.
Well,
my point is, once you throw that word ancillary in there, it seems like we're all now talking relativity here.
I not spend the time to see what his patrons do or don't do in his location. And
but your assertion,
I've been there one time.
Okay, but your assertion is that having made a legitimate transaction there at the counter by internet time.
Yes.
Having done so, that trumps, to what extent, whatever it may be, the customer's interest in these sweepstakes and his opportunities or chances to win, whatever.
What I'm saying, sir, is at that point in time, it's over. Meaning if my wife called me and said, where are you at? And I stopped by the bid force, get home.
And you're telling me this report in section 894.094 are going to support the conclusion that these sweepstakes are just a promotional effort to,
yes,
incentivize the customer to come back and buy more internet time.
Yes. Because you can't sell sweepstakes. You'll leave.
Right.
And folks have the ability to come in and request a free play.
Absolutely.
If they want it, the general public.
They're saying if it quacks like a duck and it walks like a duck, it's a duck. You're saying, I don't care what you think it looks like, we've got a legitimate transaction at the door, we sold internet time. Anything that happens on the computer in the way these sweepstakes after the fact is promotional activity permitted by 894.09.
Specifically regulated by the Department of Agriculture and law enforcement authorities. And that's why we're saying that, we are a legal operation. We've been in courts throughout the state, and it is a legal operation. Now, if this is a zoning issue, again, everything appears. There was no misrepresentation at the time. Apparently, these other companies have misrepresented, and they're still in business, but we haven't made any misrepresentation in terms of the type of business that we were operating. We were granted the lawful business license, tax receipt for such industry, and we are prevented from being able to go forward with that business. And when we're asking for some relief.
Mr. McKelton, if you make any decisions, I'd like to see.
Okay,
good.
I'm still on the front end of the learning curve.
Is that like an opportunity to cross examine?
Sure.
No.
Okay. I kept interrupting. Were you done? Did you have more you wanted to say?
I go through it. It just depends on what you want to know and how you would like me to explain.
This report, if I'm of a mind to read it, was prepared for a North Carolina client.
Yes, it was prepared on the software that is currently being used to determine one thing that is most of the states, the sweepstakes statute is very similar.
So what am I going to be allowed to take away from this report that's pertinent to this action? Obviously, North Carolina law.
Well, the key is that if it's sweepstakes, there is no skill involved. I mean, player has it point of sale.
That's addressed in here.
Yeah, that it's not a game of skill.
There is no skill. If it were a game, skill would be illegal.
Right.
The also will address, each individual's to ensure that, once again, they're in compliance, probably would have the odds and other things that are present in there too.
And this report addresses the same software program that's being used by the respondents.
Yes, sir.
And specifically that it's
a... Have you had an opportunity to review this report?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Do we have any common ground on what it does or doesn't address? I'm assuming North Carolina laws are wrong.
Well, quite honestly, the city really, it's a non-issue. Mm-hmm. It's a, and that's why I raised the objection of relevance. Whether or not it's a game of skill or not, or whether it's legal or not, which are the two issues it really deals with. Those are not what's being regulated by the city. The city isn't trying to regulate whether or not whether it's legal from the perspective of state law, whether it's gambling or not. Neither is the city trying taking a position that it is a game of skill. It's what it's the position of the city is the closest thing that we can liken it to in our zone, in our zoning code, is games of skill. And based upon that being the only thing that we, manner in which we can regulate it, along with our code that says unless it's provided for in our code as a use. It's a use that's not permitted unless it's provided for in the code. It's not provided for, so it's not permitted. But the closest thing that is provided for is the game of skill, and there are limitations. Even if the decision was that these were games that were allowed and permitted, there are limitations in the manner in which they're allowed and permitted, and all of those are the points that are make this a non-conforming use that make them a non-compliance at this time.
Okay, did you want to question Mr. Solari?
Just a couple of things.
I would just say, well...
No, go ahead.
If you purchase internet time, or if you went to Kinko's data and you purchased internet time, what should you be allowed to do? You just purchased it. You purchased 30 minutes. What should you be allowed to do?
Use it for whatever I want, as
right.
long as it's not...
And if you, as long as it would probably not be something that would be inappropriate in a public location. If you possibly looked at something that was entertaining that had some type of visual stimulation to it, would that be inappropriate?
Okay, let's get past those powerful questions.
All right, and what I'm saying, just sir, is that the sweepstakes is always free. It's visual stimulation that you do on the computer. It has no effect on the consumer
product. How do these sweepstakes actually occur? I've never seen a game. I've never done this. I've got my time. What happens now?
All right, which
you flash it and just want a bunch of money?
You sit down, no. Sir, you sit down and you'll have to, you can go on the internet, you can log on. And do whatever you want. You can go on, unless, you know, on, with the exception of illegal activities, pornography sites, things like that. You know, that would, I would hope that.
Understandable.
Yeah. And, you know, you can use it for whatever purposes, whether it be research for school, doing a resume, any other services that you could do at any location, including the library.
Okay.
You can purchase them. As it relates to the sweepstakes is nothing more than a free, because it does not affect your consumer product. That would be illegal. Free simulation that gives, you get, when you make a purchase, you get so many points. You can sit at the cash register and say, did I win? Yes. You won $2.12, you made a $20 purchase. You can receive your prize money and leave. You can sit down, you can use the internet, or some people choose to participate in the sweepstakes, the visual activities. And they go and they think, and they see a visual activity that provides a facade of them having the ability to think that they are participating in some form of game. It reveals it in increments. The amount of increments is chosen by the person who sits there, saying, you know, generally they chose the slope. But they can also at the same time press early reveal, and it just tells you, you won $2.12. Same thing the cash register could have told you. It has no impact. Then many people, like as I was told at the other day at a location, they have a lot of people who use Facebook and other activities. But the internet's what sold, the internet usage. The sweepstakes are free. And whether or not they decide to participate in them, as it's me, I'm not a game person, or that doesn't really interest me. I'd probably ask somebody at the cash register, did I win? I mean, as it relates to what someone else may do, that's their prerogative. And the purchase is solely on internet use. And what I heard is they have a retail license, and if they have retail and they've asked for retail, you do have proper permitting there. Sell better now, because as it relates to a sweepstakes, that's free. It's nothing more than a visual facade. And
okay, so if I go in there and I buy an hour's worth of internet time, and I spend my whole hour looking at ESPN.com or something.
Yes, sir.
At the end of my hour, I go to the cash register and I ask, by the way, did I win anything? And they go, yeah, good for you. You got a 10% discount, yada, 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 or whatever it may be. That's one way it may work.
Well, you go there, and if you ask if you won, they probably say you want a percentage of,
okay.
It's like McDonald's, they give away the product.
But I can also go there, and I can dial up one of these games.
No. What you do is you go to another thing if you want to participate in the sweepstakes, because by law,
if I want to participate in the sweepstakes, what do I do?
You first got to... hit the button where it says participation. Then you'll have rules. All sweepstakes have to have rules posted. They have to have them at the point of sale. Yes, they also have them on the computer in this location, meaning you have to be 18 years of age and all the things.
But is my participation in the sweepstakes enhancing my odds of winning or losing money, or is it just me spending more time on the computer, and it's really a function of how much time is spent on the... It's
no, sir. And that being said, the sweepstakes cannot be used as the consumer product. That would make it illegal, because that would be pay to play, which would be consideration. Sweepstakes is visual entertainment that people think that they are actually looking at something where they may possibly have some control, which they don't. That usually awards a cash prize when it's done. That's done from the profits of what's sold, which is the internet time. Nothing that can be done on the computer can change the outcome from the point of sale. Nothing.
Including participation in the sweepstakes?
The participation in the sweepstakes is already predetermined when you made your purchase, sir. And I tell you, it's good. It's pretty good stuff.
And it's not internet time that they're, when they're playing the sweepstakes, they're not playing on internet time.
No.
That's a totally separate system.
Right.
They're not spending their internet time when they're playing on the sweepstakes.
So how do you get compensated while they're playing on the sweepstakes?
You don't.
You don't.
Sweepstakes have to be free. So people will use the internet time to throw on the sweepstakes.
So they can come into your facility, say, I'm going to do nothing but sweepstakes.
No, sir. One time per day. You have to award in any location. McDonald's, if you walk in one time per day, pursuant to statute, they have to award you a free entry per location per 24 hours. So if you want to drive to 24 McDonald's to get 24 free entries, hoping you get the $1 million prize or win a Big Mac, that's your prerogative. But when you come in, they have to provide you one free entry. When whatever it is, the number of credits that you're exhausted, you know, reveals, you may win something, because if it's a single finite pool, that's equal dignity. You coming in and getting a free play, you have just as much of a chance of winning the grand slides as I do if I spend $300 on internet time. So that being said, when the time's exhausted, then you will have a choice. You can purchase internet time, which you can use that, which will also allot you more credits to participate in the sweepstakes.
Okay. What's the typical cost to the customer that comes into this internet cafe for the internet time he acquires?
It's just on average. 20 cents per minute is the retail rate, which is used the same as Kinko's and Darden.
And your customer, average customer, might stay there what, 2-3 hours?
I don't know. So I think most locations, when I've talked to them, the average customer may say, generally most people spend about $20 and they may spend,
okay. And these sweepstakes that we're talking about, so I can get some perspective here, like what kind of awards and what kind of prizes do they give out?
Prizes are cash prizes, sir. Some locations will do door prizes that are unrelated. You're not allowed to do any additional promotion.
Now, what's the range of these cash prizes? Will they go from zero to what?
They can go from zero, depending on the prize pool, and I don't know, what's that prize pool?
$1,000.
$1,000 is their grand prize. So out of a million entries, one person has the ability to win $1,000.
All right. Anything else?
No, sir.
All right. Go ahead, Tony.
Mr. Salerno, you said you've been in the Berger Bidorf's business?
I went there last night, first time I've ever been there, sir.
Okay, you went there last night, and when you went there last night, what was going on there?
They were closed due to, I guess, zoning officer or Ms. Miles or something telling them they were under the impression they shouldn't be operating.
Okay, did they have machines?
Yes, sir.
And the machines, what are the machines you just described to us?
Yes, sir.
And they were had the software, which you described, the head software?
Yes, sir. I didn't visually inspect every machine, to my knowledge, sir.
Okay, about what was the approximate number of machines that you observed there?
I would say, it looks like there was 99, or, yeah, I was going to say 75 to 100, I didn't count everyone.
Okay. And you don't know what the purpose of the use was, because there was no use going on at that time.
There was no use going on at that time at that location, because mm-hmm. they were under the impression the city wouldn't allow them to operate.
Okay, has the city told these people not to conduct business?
Yes.
I don't know. if that's...
They need to cease the non-permitted activity, yes.
If it's non-conforming use, I guess that's what they were cited for, yeah, they would need to cease the non-conforming activity. I'll remind Mr. Vakelji that business is not the business of selling this this Tamil.
Selling this
what? I say the business is not the business of selling this sweepstakes on the internet. Their business is, as Ms. Miles had described, by whichever manner is a operation of a bar. I don't believe they were told they had to cease operating as a bar. They just had to cease this activity that was a violation, non-conforming use.
Is alcohol served at this place?
It was previously.
It is.
They have a liquor license.
Pardon?
They have a liquor license and it is.
So it's a bar?
It's a bar.
Were they serving or?
No, I was told that they weren't serving on Friday. Something about the guns were down.
You would agree that the machines are used for entertainment?
Yes, they do have an entertainment value that could be on the internet, or for some people it may be through the simulation of the sweepstakes. Yes, sir.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
Testimony you wanted to present?
Yes, sir.
Mr. William H. Bittorf. Come on up and use that.
Hello, sir. My name is William Bittorf, William H. Bittorf. Mr. Helfer's son, sir.
Mr. Bittorf, I'm just going to ask you some questions, okay?
Yes, sir.
This is your signature when you apply for the business tax receipt application?
Yes, sir, it is.
In internet for public internet use, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you had some contact with Ms.
Colleen Miles, yes.
Miles. And how many contacts did you have with her reference this?
Between five and six times, maybe.
Okay. And can you basically tell me in terms of what it is that they requested or required that you to do in order to qualify for having a business license for internet, public internet use?
Yes, sir, I can. I had to come up with a drawing, which I had to give to the fire marshal, on how many computers I was going to have. All the computers had to be hooked up and operating on the internet to get the inspection, which I did. At that time, they gave me the approval.
How much money did you expend in order to facilitate this location with these internet terminals?
Over $700,000.
And when you made that expenditure upon this permitted use that you were given to run internet service?
Yes, sir.
And people come into your business to purchase internet service? That's what they purchase?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And if people come in and request a free play on the sweepstakes, are they given an opportunity to do that?
Yes, sir.
And you comply with, in every respect, with Florida Statute 894.094 in terms of game promotion?
Yes, sir.
And since you've been in operation, have the anyone from Zoni basically come in and indicate that you're supposed to cease your business?
Yes, sir. Colleen Miles did.
Okay. And did that include coming and basically telling customers or something that they weren't permitted to participate in the activity?
A few times, sir. On 8/19, Colleen had Colleen had come in to Club Topic, and I had showed her around, and actually it was Bill Christie was the name of the customer. I'm still trying to get in touch with him. He was the one that was on Facebook when she walked up behind him. I had showed her he was on Facebook because she wanted to see what he was doing. And she had simply kind of told me that, just in a nice way, she was going to, quote unquote, I'll put every one of these internet cafes out of business. They're not safe in my city.
Okay. Do you feel as if you were to continue to operate without some clarification at this point that you could you'd be in jeopardy, be arrested, be fined?
Absolutely.
Have you voluntarily then suspended operation pending this hearing today?
Yes, sir.
That's all the questions I have, Judge.
Tony?
Mr. Bidoff, how many machines do you have in business?
99.
Are they used for us? Sweepstake?
Okay. They're used for internet, the sale of internet time.
Is there a payout that's paid out?
No, there's only a redemption.
Okay, and how long have you had these games?
Over 2 years, maybe a little bit over.
What's your annual redemption amount?
What are you saying?
How much have you redeemed did you redeem over the last year and the year before?
I don't know that question because I was just the one for the family. I went in and got the permits. I couldn't answer that question. I don't know that question, sir.
What's the approximate?
I couldn't even tell you. I don't know. The patrons get the money. I don't know.
And so you don't know how much you actually put out in that business?
I answer the question as I don't know because, one, I was just the one who went and got the permits. I'm not the one right now running the business over there, so I couldn't answer that question for you, sir.
How is the internet? I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's the water in the. How is the internet business, as you indicate, or the internet use sold? How is that done?
Just like Kinko's or anywhere else. Have you been to Kinko's?
No, I haven't. So go ahead and tell me.
Just like you would go anywhere, you would go in, you would purchase internet time.
I mean, how do you purchase it? I mean,
go up to the point of sale and purchase it.
So you go to a counter that's inside the
business? Yeah, just like you would go to 7-Eleven or anywhere else.
And you pay to use the internet?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. You don't swipe anything on the machines? I mean, there's no card reader or anything else on the machines?
Oh, there's a card reader on the machines. You swipe the internet. You buy, just like Kinko's, you get a card swipe on a machine also. You go in. You get money on your card, and when the money's up, you got to purchase more money for more internet time. That's simple.
Okay, and when you and you'll have to, I'll use the wrong word.
It's okay.
But when you, I think you said redeem, or when you win, how do you know you won the sweepstakes?
All you have to do is click reveal your prize. You don't even have to go in and do anything else.
Can you, and for lack of better terms, can you play the sweepstakes while you're doing other internet activity?
Say again.
Well, you either pick sweepstakes or you pick regular internet, or do you? They all go simultaneously.
No, they don't go simultaneously. I can go to choose to search on the internet, and. That internet time has nothing to do with the sweepstakes. The sweepstakes is free, just like Mr. Solario said. It's free. It's just a promote. It's it. It's very simple. It's very simple, just going over and over again.
And you said you were not part of the operations of the business?
I am part of the operations of the business, but if you understand, that's a large piece of property. I help. I went down. At times I'm there, but I'm not there all the time. I might help clean up or might help do some other things. I do have certain things. It's a family business. Of course, I have something to do with the business, but as in certain questions, if I can't answer it, I can't If I don't know, I don't know.
Is there any time when all of the machines have been in use at once?
Absolutely. Before, what happened with us is the city of, no offense, they were coming in. When the city officials started coming in, I'd lose 50, 60 customers, because if you stand over my back while I'm going on my private information, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go to another cafe. So what's happened is, by them coming in, people leave. Like Bill Christie, he complained to me, and it didn't take very much. I mean, how often would somebody have to stand over you before you left? I mean, they leave.
Okay, now, Ms. Miles testified she'd only been in the business once. Are you saying
minutes.
She's been in more than one time?
No, not her. A couple. There's been a few inspectors. There's been a few. There's at least one that's here, and there's been a few. There's been several people from the city. We had people ask questions. I mean, over and over.
Are you saying they shouldn't be inspecting it or shouldn't be coming in?
No, I'm not saying that. Just, it's just kind of hard to stand over somebody. You can't really stand over somebody's shoulders. That's a customer. I can't do it. You know, it's bad business.
I saw on the internet, and maybe you can help me with this. On the internet, it advertises that it's actually a sweepstake, that y'all sell sweepstakes, sweepstake business.
It doesn't advertise that we sell sweepstakes. We sell internet time, and the sweepstakes is a promotion. We don't sell sweepstakes.
Regarding club topic, you don't advertise sweepstakes?
I have a bit of promotion. Just as a promotion to sell internet time.
Okay, so you do advertise sweepstakes, but to promote the sale of the internet.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not advertised on our sign.
Okay.
Internet cafe, and you know, is a totally different thing.
Okay, and so the sweepstakes that that you're using to promote your business aid you in deriving income to your business, doesn't it? Since it's a promotion.
I don't know. We're just giving something back to the customer. So I couldn't even tell you that. We haven't been able to be open really long enough without, you know, being harassed. I don't know.
Okay, Mr. Bidoff, you said you've been open 2 years, right? Okay, isn't it true that if you are not, you spent over $700,000, you said, in this establishment?
Yeah, under the intention, because when I came originally to the city, which, you know, I was real upfront, because I actually had talked to her about Internet Cafe doing internet sweepstakes as a promotion from when I got the license. And that was a couple of years ago. I wouldn't have spent $700,000 knowing that the city would find any problems with it. That would be stupidity.
So, Mr. Bidoff, if you were not allowed to do the sweepstakes as part of this internet use, then you would suffer substantial loss. Is that what you're testifying?
Yeah.
Okay. So it is a substantial part of what you do.
No, I sell internet time and I have a bar. But
okay,
when you spend $700,000, I originally come to the city somewhat to get the internet cafe license. And they told me the reason the cafe was striked out was not because I was told anything about games of skill. It was striked out because all these other, whether it be allied veterans or anything, they have internet use to the public license. They have the same licenses for internet cafe. So I didn't figure I needed anything else. It wasn't scratched out because I told I couldn't do it. Nothing like that was stated.
But you do agree you have a substantial loss if you're not able to do it.
I couldn't answer that. It's not altogether. It's a corporation, but I'm sure my father could answer that better than I could.
Well, then let me make it a little clearer for you, because I think you said it yourself, and I'll make it a little clearer for you.
Yes, sir.
You spent all of the money you spent because you thought you'd be able to have the internet.
I was told I could do it. I was told.
Okay. And without it, you would suffer a substantial loss.
Yes.
Okay. I don't have anything else.
No further questions.
Sorry.
Judge, I call William. What's your middle name again? That's how you distinguish
from
your son. Helvridge, as opposed to William H. Okay. So we state your name for the record.
William Helfrich Vitor.
Okay. And you're present day-to-day at in the operation of this business?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And is there something that you wanted the magistrate to know about how you got into this business and what you were led to believe in terms of the validity of the license that you had?
All right. As my son stated, he had several meetings with Ms. Miles before the license was issued. And certain things we had to do prior to that is getting the drawing made up. We had to have the games in place. We had them hooked up, the internet service and everything. The terminals. Then we got the license. We also have operating there a bar and a cabaret license as of right now. And we've had it. We've never gotten out of that. But we figured the internet business would be very nice. And the sweepstakes is a wonderful promotion. It couldn't be finer for the people. And we help a lot of people. A lot of students from the college come down and do resumes. We have a fax. We can fax machines. They're at the desk. They can fax from their computer to the desk behind the counter.
Have there been any problems when you were in operations in terms of traffic at that location?
Never.
Parking, you have sufficient parking?
We have parking for about 300 cars.
Okay. Is there any type, you know, school or church or any other kind of
none.
Business? What's right around you there in that business facility? What other kind of business?
A biker bar next door. And then we have another bar down the corner.
Chernox.
Chernox. But the biker bar next door is real rough.
Okay. And you're aware that there are other internet cafes that are operating throughout the city, including Allied Veterans?
Quite a few of them.
Which is, in terms of the volume of business that you did, I mean, that's a much bigger, larger operation.
Yes.
And they have the same kind of business permit that you do?
Yes. We have all the permits.
That's all I have, Judge.
Were you saying Allied Veterans?
Yes, sir.
What is that?
That's the other sweepstakes place.
Allied Veterans is a statewide charity that basically runs internet cafes with portions of their proceeds. I would say a very small portion of those proceeds going to a charity, but it's called Allied Veterans of the World, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. And where are they located locally?
Oh, Kmart Shopping Plaza, sir.
Mason.
And there's one on Mason, too, sir. I think it's called Hotspot on Mason, the other one's called Allied.
Okay. And Judge, there are hundreds, if not, it may even be in the thousands, of these businesses that are in operation throughout the state of Florida, including here in this county, that have been operating lawfully and legally. I guess the only issue here is whether or not we're in violation of some zoning permit. And first of all, before I argue, that's all the questions I have of Mr. Vitor, if I don't know if the city had any.
Just the one I think was trying to answer before, and that was regarding the income from the proceeds. So how much you've given out, how much has come in related to your sweeps, the sweepstake, whatever you'll call it.
It's on a pay pool.
Okay.
In other words, the gifts are, you know, on this, the sweepstakes is working on a pay pool, and it's state of Florida has that information. We have to give it to the state every month. Or when the pay pool's over.
Okay, now let's act like your son's not telling you say it. Because a moment ago you was saying it while you were sitting down. I was just wondering if you knew. I thought you did know.
Yeah, it's a pay pool.
Okay, so you don't know the amount?
I can give you an approximate.
Okay.
The prizes are listed.
Okay,
they
so what is...
all be given out.
I understand. What's the approximate?
It goes, there's approximately $2,000 prizes. I think there's $300 or $400 or $500 prizes and a whole slew of small prizes in between.
What's the approximate... from a total, do you know an annual total? Approximately.
Jeez, annual total, the customer gets or we get?
Both.
It's a 92% payout. Every dollar, 92 cents went back to the customer.
Okay, you have any idea what those numbers are?
Well,
An approximate?
He can answer
Mr. Solario, with that software, if you wanted to get it from him.
Sure.
As relates to the regulatory structure, every person who enters a sweepstakes, you have to take their name and then all information.
Okay.
The 18 years of age. You have to file a winner's list with the state of Florida. You have to give a beginning and an end date. You have to do it 7 days prior to the commencement of any sweepstakes. And this is any sweepstakes, including what they would be doing. And you have to also provide a winner's list. The state of Florida will hold a bond for the aggregate prize pool. So if you run a $250,000 sweepstakes, you have to have a $250,000 bond.
So do we have a number?
I would assume they're running a $250,000 prize pool. $250,000 prize pool. That doesn't mean they make $250,000. Generally, the average sweepstakes, if it's going to be effective, probably about 40% of that, 60% of that will generally go to the winners. And where you're making your profit is on sale at the end of the time.
Okay. So, but you're talking about $40,000 to $80,000 business.
You're talking it would depend on how long it takes you to go through your prize pool. So I don't know if it takes.
Well, I'm saying that from your description.
Based on the description, if it takes 6 months, then if you held 40% of your prize pool, $250,000, you would probably make about $100,000. Is that my math right?
Yeah, it's about.
So if you did that twice a year, you can make a couple $100,000 through the sale of your internet time. And all you're doing is basically giving them back a percentage of the purchase.
Okay.
So if you're selling it at 20 cents, what I'm literally doing is selling it to you on average at 14 cents. Depending on the price, it may vary from client to client.
Okay, now if I could, I missed a bit off one more moment. Your bar and cabaret, your bar.
Yeah.
What's the operational cost? About how much do you make? Have you made over the last year in your bar?
Judge, I know this is an informal proceeding, but I don't know what the relevance would be of how much he made in the bar, how much he made in the cabaret. What does that have to do with this proceeding?
It is relevant, and I.
Well, in the bar, to give you an idea, sometimes we only make $1,000 in a month. Sometimes we make $10,000.
Do you make $100,000 a year?
Nope.
$50,000?
Oh, we used to make more than that before we got the problems.
On the dope?
On the bar and the cabaret, yeah.
Okay, so less than $50,000?
Yeah.
Okay. Even less than 20 sometimes?
What are you talking about, 20?
Well, you were saying on the bar, just trying to make sure I understood the numbers. As far as what you make from the bar.
From the bar, about
$1,000 a month sometimes.
It's hard to say. If you're talking about recently, it's hard to say.
Okay.
We've been harassed so bad that people only want to come back in.
But it's reasonable to say no more than about $50,000.
We get things going. If we get things going, we get $500,000 a year.
Family business.
Prior to the problems here with the license, we were making over $150,000.
But you don't make that now.
Not right now.
Okay,
not since your harassment had taken the size down.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so you make about, never mind, we're done with that, okay? I don't have anything else, Mr. Coucher.
Okay. Mr. Solario.
Yes, sir.
What?
Okay.
So as far as the... How much of the dollar that's paid for the internet use is somehow paid into whatever pool is created to pay sweepstakes?
It varies location to location, sir. It depends on the demographics and whether or not they want to participate.
Give me some percentages.
Generally, the way a sweepstakes works as it relates to the type of product they're using is it has a 92% win. So if you were to sit there and you were to purchase, you could possibly win 92% of your 20 cents. Most people may sit there and they'll participate two or three times, and that would turn around a lot to where generally the average client would probably have about, you would actually give away back about 60%. The sweepstakes would award
60% or 92% of what?
60% of the original, yes,
for
the original purchase, yes, sir. And
that's regulated by the state.
the actual sweepstakes activities and how they're conducted is regulated by the state. Now, how a person plays, they may not. You may walk in and you may
turn. I understand that, but and you mentioned earlier, it's actually the purchase of the internet time that's the bulk of the profits of the business.
It's all the profits of the business. If you're not allowed to sell sweepstakes, or sweepstakes are always free.
Okay. Now, we actually have three functions that are operating. We have a bar, we have a cabaret, and then we have this internet cafe.
They have internet sales, and they have, I think they have a retail license.
Yeah, they have a retail license.
And
retail license.
They have a retail license.
For what?
So anything they want.
Yeah. The more time you spend, the more time I'm confused. Okay, we have a bar.
Yes.
We have a liquor license.
Yes.
I can go there and get a drink.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we have a cabaret. What does that mean? You put on shows?
Live entertainment.
We have live entertainment. Business number two. We have internet use. That's business number three. Any other operations being conducted?
Do we have a restaurant license?
No.
What are the retail sales you're alluding to? Is that going back to the bar again?
No, we have retail license to sell retail. They don't necessarily practice this case. You have a licensure to do such.
T-shirts, stuff like that. Sell T-shirts.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
The sweepstakes are for the purpose, if I understand y'all's testimony, of promoting the internet use function that's being conducted here on the premises.
Yes.
And the amount of money that can be paid toward these sweepstakes, the pool that is created from this amount of money, the payouts that ultimately occur are all regulated by the state of Florida?
What you have to do is you have to get the state of Florida.
Yes. They're regulated by the state of Florida. And specifically, that brings us back to 894.094?
Yes. There's also an exception where the price pool is less than $5,000. Then you are not required to follow the report.
Okay. All right, in any event, to kind of try to summarize it, it's your contention that these sweepstakes are nothing more than a promotion assisting the internet use business or component.
Yes, sir.
Of the business that's being conducted on the premises.
Exactly. They're not games of skill. They are not. It's not a separate business. It's game promotion of an existing business, which is the sale of internet time, to which they were permitted for. They spent a lot of money in compliance of, and should be allowed to continue to operate, as apparently other similar businesses in the community are allowed to operate without violation.
It's your contention. It's not a permitted use. The closest thing you can analogize it to is games of skill. There in other areas, those are only permitted in areas other than this one.
Right.
So consequently, they're not permitted to conduct their sweepstakes.
Correct.
They are allowed to conduct their internet.
Correct.
Access facilities.
Correct, as a business service, correct.
And you're saying the sweepstakes component is not a legitimate promotion of the internet use that they would be allowed to conduct.
Correct.
And Judge, it would be my position that they would be basically usurping Florida law by saying that you can't conduct game promotion in a retail business because it's and I'd invite Your Honor to look at 894.094. It is totally regulated by the Department of Agriculture. There is no provision for local regulation.
It's not a retail business, sir. They provide no product. A business service is defined in our code. A retail business is allowed to provide sweepstakes based on 894 as a promotion. This is not a retail establishment.
But it is.
This is a zoning violation. I don't care about gambling or any of that other stuff. It is a land use violation.
Bar, the cabaret, the internet operation. which is the most profitable group, or which grosses the most in the way of revenues?
Internet would.
With the availability of the sweepstakes program,
that's right,
that you contend promotes internet use.
That's right. Yes, sir.
All right, let's move on to another topic. Once I make it, if I were to make a determination that this is a non-conforming use, how much time would it take to come into compliance, City of Daytona Beach?
Next cutoff date for your real meeting.
If I were of a mind, or if I determined that this was, that you were in non-compliance, how long would it take, in your estimation, how long would it take you to come into compliance?
I don't think we can come into compliance.
Well, the only way you could come into compliance would be to discontinue the sweepstakes. I guess the only question is, would you be able to discontinue those sweepstakes?
Not in remaining business. We'd have to seek our legal remedies at that point, John.
I understand that. By September 7 of 2011. Well, I guess you could pull the plug on the sweepstakes anytime you wanted to, if you were of a mind to. That's the only question. Okay. All right. This is a little bit of an unusual situation. It is definitely a case of first impression as far as this special magistrate is concerned. I don't know about any others. So therefore, I want some additional information. I want a memorandum from each of you. Tell me how long you want to make it. But what I'm particularly interested in, and what I will confess I know absolutely nothing of, is Section 894.094. It's my understanding that it's your contention that that allows for promotional activities. These sweepstakes are nothing more than promotional activities. Consequently, that function, I hesitate to use the word use, but that function is permitted, and maybe I'm overstating it, but I thought I almost understood you to say an 894.094 would prohibit any attempts to regulate, any other attempts to regulate such sweepstakes.
Well, I think that's general law as opposed to any specific language in that statute. It basically says that it's supposed to be regulated by the Department of Agriculture.
Okay, well, I'm only talking out loud.
Can I get one clarification? Is it 849 or 894?
894.094. Well, I'm only talking out loud in fairness to both sides to give you some indication as to what some of the things you might want to address here. And I understand it's the city's position that this is not a permitted use. It is a use that is accessible in and of itself, notwithstanding it's being utilized in conjunction with a bar and a cabaret and a public internet access operation. And that it is the only analogous business are games of skill. I will be looking at this report. It's my understanding you have that report, and I'm looking at this report for the purpose of trying to assess the city's argument regarding game of skill versus game of chance, or what have you. That's the only relevance it has as far as I'm concerned. But I haven't read it yet. So, and then the ultimate question is going to be addressed or to be determined by me is whether they're in compliance or not in compliance. And non-compliance in this instance would be a zoning violation.
Judge, it is 849, not 894, I'm sorry. 849.094.
Okay. How long do y'all want to have to respond? How lengthy do you want to make it?
No, I'd ask maybe like no more than five pages.
Sounds good to me.
And a couple of weeks.
Okay. can say 10 days to 2 weeks. 2 weeks is fine with me. Tony, what do you say?
2 weeks is fine. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not a big fan of slamming doors on people's fingers, so.
And I'm sorry, I'm quite honest with you. I got a little bit distracted because of 849 versus 894, so I just want to make sure I'm clear on what I have here. You want a memorandum specifically addressing those issues raised concerning 894 in terms of it, the promotion?
The wild card here that I'm totally unaccustomed to is this 849.094, and the suggestion by this attorney, who I'm taking at his word, who's indicated that it has the parameters of that statute are such that it may impact the city's ability to make the determination it's made. All right, so that's the only thing I'm totally unfamiliar with.
I guess.
And along the way, if you want to bundle that up with your best closing argument, give it your best shot. And then the only thing left for me to do will be to issue an order. The order will say compliance or non-compliance. Or it'll say no violation or non-compliance. If it says non-compliance, I'm going to order the respondent to come into compliance. Well, depending on how much time has elapsed, either by September 7th, or if we used up, if we've already used up a lot of that time, or we continue to use up time, the following month. And I'll prepare my own order. Anybody else want to say anything before we leave here? Because the only thing that is never going to be said when people leave here is that they didn't have an opportunity to have their say.
As to the operation of the business pending your order, can they operate?
I haven't ordered them to cease doing business.
Okay.
I haven't made a determination that you are in violation of anything.
It's my position. It's not in the jurisdiction, but that's just my position.
Well, all I can say is what I have or have not done. So you make your own call. But I guess a determination was made that you were in non-compliant, that you were in non-compliance of some law. I haven't seen I don't know that a stop work order would apply. But my point is, I'm not prohibiting anybody from doing anything. As far as I'm concerned, until the city has convinced me you're in violation of something, I'm not prohibiting you from doing anything.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm only speaking for myself. If they have other avenues or what have you that they're utilizing to tell you what to do, I can't speak to those.
Now, I remind you, Mr. McKelvey, that they were also cited for advertising this conduct of computer services and internet cafe on their signage, which is in your packet.
Says internet cafe, right?
It's
internet cafe.
It says computer service over at noon, 5 p.m. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
All right. So, what's your point?
Just that it's a violation.
Okay. Well, I have not made a ruling.
Okay.
And won't be making a ruling until I see your submissions. And like I say, until the city has carried their burden to demonstrate that a violation has occurred, I'm not ordering anybody not to do anything, or I'm not ordering anybody to do anything or not do anything.
And these are going to be due on September, these memos. Did we come up with a date in September? What's today? 23rd. So September the 7th?
Okay, y'all going to be sending them to me by email?
Yes.
Hard copies? What do you want to do? Done that or no?
Email's fine.
My email address is davukelja@aol.com. It's all small case. So it's davukelja@aol.com.
Davukelja.
It's davukelja@aol.com. My telephone number is area code 386-676-5678. In any event, just if you want to confirm that we've received it.
And the address is just the regular city address here. Don't to the city hall, you'll get it.
What do you want to
do?
My mailing address is 595 West Granada.
Granada.
Boulevard.
Okay.
Sweet L, Ormond Beach, 32174.
We'll send it to both places so you get them both.
Very good. Okay.
Two weeks from today, I believe, would be Tuesday, September 6th.
It's right after the holiday. Could we do it the 7th?
Sure.
Well, why don't we just do it that Friday?
I'm good with that, too. The 9th?
Yeah, what is that day? The 9th?
The 9th.
Friday
the 9th. Yeah, it's right after the holiday.
And we're... Well, let me put it this way. I would prefer 5 if you guys are going to get verbose. I'll allow you up to a maximum of 7. That's it. That 4?
Yes, sir.
Sir.
No one's required to come back at the next meeting or anything? Or just everything in writing?
I'm going to issue an order. It's either going to be a determination of no violation or failure to prove a violation, or it's going to be non-compliance and telling you when to come into compliance. So all the evidence that I've heard, I'm presuming, all goes to the issue of compliance or non-compliance. And the parties are in agreement, or appear to be in agreement, as far as how much time would be required to commit compliance. So it's going to be an order making a determination, and if I find non-compliance, I'll also be inserting a compliance statement. A bit nervous. I'm just going to pattern your standard order.
Okay.
But there may or may not be findings in there. I don't know. It depends on what these gentlemen provide you with. All right.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay.